This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix. Don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Kim from Graham is. Kim, are you there?
Oh, I'm here, yeah.
And Chris, I believe, is also with you. Chris, are you there?
I'm here.
And for anyone that maybe missed out on this yesterday,
yes.
Kim and Chris were on with us. They played Beat Migs. Chris played Beat Migs and said that if he beat you, Steve, that he would propose to Kim. Well, he did not, in fact, beat you, but he proposed anyway.
Yeah.
And so now we want to give Kim the opportunity to play the game. But first, we want to kind of check in and see how's the day of engagement been?
How have the last 24 hours been for you guys?
Absolutely.
Really insane.
Crazy.
How come?
Well, my mom is pissed. I mean, she feels like we totally took a crap on the sanctity of marriage.
What are you talking about? You
played. I think it's memorable. Yeah. And my brother is pissed because Chris didn't check with him first.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Well, clearly.
I don't care.
I was going to say, clearly, Kim, your family does not like fun.
Not at all.
Chris and Kim, you guys, you might not know this, but I am married, but my husband never proposed to me. So you guys did a cooler proposal than my husband did, which is no proposal at all.
No proposal.
No proposal. I know it's a long story, but
Taryn won a contest and then they ended up getting married. I can't give you a hard time either. When I proposed to my wife, I just pulled the ring out of my pocket and didn't even open it and just said here. And she had to put two and two together, be like, I think you're proposing to me. I'm like, yes.
Chris, we're crushing it.
You guys are. And again, congratulations on your engagement. We are thrilled to have been part of it, you guys.
And Mom will warm up to it.
All right, so Kim, we're going to legitimately have you try to beat Migs now, which your fiance was unable to do yesterday.
Wow. Awesome. I'm loving it again.
So if I win, is the wedding off?
No!
Oh, okay, sorry.
No, you have to get divorced.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. All right, Steve, Kim is ready to go, so you better get out of here. For those playing along at home, Kim will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Absolutely not.
If you mix blue and yellow, what color will you get?
Green?
Yes. Which rapper's real name is Rob Van Winkle?
Oh, pass.
The sunniest place in the world can be found in which U.S. state?
Alaska?
No.
Florida?
No.
Oh, Hawaii?
No. In A Christmas Story, whose tongue gets stuck to the pole?
Oh my gosh. I can't remember his name.
We can pass.
Pass.
Toucan Sam is the face of what breakfast cereal?
Oh my gosh. Such an idiot. Pass, pass.
In which gymnastics event would a man do the scissors?
The horse?
Yes, I'll take that. Which physical characteristic makes marsupials different from other mammals?
Their beaks?
No.
Their... I'm no pass.
Kim, you scored 2.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, Steve.
This is why Chris always wins.
All right, Chris, how do you feel about your new fiance's performance?
Yeah. I don't know what to say.
Steve, welcome back.
It's good to be back.
Are you ready, though?
Well, I feel like we had to use the proper yes, since it is the way that she said yes to her proposal.
Yeah, Daddy, let's go. If you mix blue and yellow, what color will you get?
Green.
Yeah. Which rapper's real name is Rob Van Winkle?
Vanilla Ice.
That's him.
Baby.
The sunniest place in the world can be found in which U.S. state?
Let's go Florida.
No.
California.
No.
How is the Sunshine State not the most sunniest? Alaska?
No.
Hawaii?
No. In A Christmas Story, whose tongue gets stuck to the pole?
The kid from The Christmas Story. Robbie.
Nope.
Johnny.
Nope.
Fred.
No. Toucan Sam is the face of what breakfast cereal?
Oh, Fruit Loops.
Correct. In which gymnastics event would a man do the scissors?
Excuse me, what was the question again?
In which gymnastics event would a man do the scissors?
That, the pommel horse?
That's thing? It. What physical characteristic makes marsupials different from other mammals?
Wings.
No.
Oh, the ability to fly?
No.
Web foot.
No. What is Barbie's last name?
Barbie... Jingleheimer.
No.
Barbie Schlarby.
No.
Barbie Griffey.
No. One, two, three, four correct, Steve. And somehow that is a win. Oh, 4-2. Oh. Sorry, Kim.
I'm impressed.
My God.
I'm impressed you two only got 2 right.
Him.
Yeah, you're meant for each other.
Well, congratulations on winning, Steve. Congratulations on your engagement, Chris and Kim. We are so excited for you guys.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. We love you. We love you so much.
And tell Mom to lighten up.
Yeah, she will.
Awesome. Much love to you guys, and congratulations once again.
Yay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Steve Miggs, the sunniest place in the world can be found in Arizona.
Yeah.
It is Yuma, Arizona. They get like, it's like 4,000 hours of sunshine a year or something like that. It's crazy. In A Christmas Story, the tongue that gets stuck to the pole belongs to Flick.
Uh-huh.
The physical characteristic that makes marsupials different from other mammals is their pouch.
Oh, okay.
You know, we're talking kangaroos. We're talking opossums. We're talking koalas. Barbie's last name is Roberts. Bobby Roberts. Roberts.
I honestly didn't even know she had a last name.
Well, you better know.
Why?
Now, going forward.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to remember that. Of all the things I'm going to retain, it's Barbie Roberts.
The Daily Mix Show.
We need your help, Rockaholics, if we're going to put coats on as many kids as possible through Coats for Kids. And our goal is $50,000. $25 equals one coat, and it all adds up. Steve Miggs, what are the donations looking like today?
Big shout out to Gail Atkins, donated $50 to Coats for Kids, and Sarah Turner joining the 69 Club, but doing it in a big way, $169 donated.
Keep it rolling at KISW.com.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
There are many ways that you can communicate with the Daily Mix Show, and one of those is by leaving us a voice message through the Odyssey app. And there's a little microphone icon. That's what you hold down to leave the VM. Steve, what's going on in there today?
All right, let's check out our first voice message.
You know, the Raiders would be better without freaking Pete Carroll and Geno Smith,
okay,
or any freaking Seahawk player for that matter. Give us Gruden back. Give us Flores. Give us a freaking coach that knows how to, you know, play and be winning.
No, we refuse to give you any of that.
We're kind of enjoying this, to be honest.
After all, we are the general managers. And did you see the video of Tyler Lockett?
Oh, no.
I think he was flopping, but he tried to get in, like, the face of, like, a Philadelphia Eagles player. He's, like, trying to talk some stuff. And the Eagles player is all, like, double the size of him. Just gives him a shove, and Tyler goes flying. I'm like, oh, man, that's just, like, to me, it's just, like, the... Like, if you were going to look up, like, insult to injury, that would be on the picture.
Oh, no.
It was it's been a rough go for the Las Vegas Raiders.
You guys got rid of Pete Carroll. You obviously got rid of him for a reason, and the Raiders were stupid to pick them up.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
You too.
Yeah.
Yeah, what, they have only two wins? Some are saying they're the worst team in the league.
That's horrible.
And, yeah, the culture change that Pete Carroll was supposed to bring is not happening. And Geno Smith didn't play on Sunday because it was Kenny Pickett.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've always loved Raiders fans, too, because they just get dressed up and they're crazy. But seeing a dressed-up, crazy, angry Raiders fan is kind of entertaining.
Did you catch Pete Carroll's press conference after the game?
I did not.
Okay, so the reporters, they just don't care. Like, yeah. They're just like, I think they're kind of like, they're trying their best to, like, not, like, be like, what the hell's going on, Pete? Mm-hmm. But they're saying stuff, and then Pete kind of, like, clapped back at one.
You told us and talked about the preseason, how you expected this team to be competitive and to be one that would fight. And I'm not saying they've quit, but with two wins.
Oh, these guys fought their ass off. Hold on. Let me address that because you brought it up. They fought their ass off. That was the result.
Okay, just so we are clear what the result was. No touchdowns in that game. They were shut out. They lost 31-0 to the Philadelphia Eagles. They had 75 total yards. That includes 29 passing yards and 46 rushing yards.
Oh, I don't think that's the definition of fighting their asses off.
No.
You know, they didn't stop fighting. That was a result of our play right
there. I don't think they started fighting.
No.
Play right there. And I have a lot of respect for the roster we just played against. And maybe they didn't look like it in the last couple weeks or whatever, but they played like they're capable. And we couldn't stop them. And so that's what I saw.
All right, well, I think a lot of Raiders fans are just not happy. Although some are mad that they're not playing Geno Smith because they want to lose now. Because now the season's done. There's no hope. So you might as well be the worst team and get the number one draft pick.
Yeah. For sure.
Right. Are you ready for our next voice message?
Yes.
All right, let's check this one out right here.
Hey, guys, you asked a question. Who were you mistaken for? Yeah, I was mistaken for Jason Statham by one person in 1993, and I've been hanging on to that forever because I've been weighing it out. And honestly, we're pretty much exactly the same. There might be one or two differences. I mean, he's got stunningly good looks, incredible wealth, a basic sense of accomplishment, just globally admirated, appetizing physique.
Admirated?
Appetizing physique, though. Yeah.
Okay.
A martial arts expert with a huge mansion and a perfect family, you know, and just an overall good person that people tend to like. That's really the only difference. I mean, honestly, we're basically a peas in the pod. All right, guys. Have a good one. Bye.
Yeah, same.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're bald is what you're saying. Yeah, I ever tell you the time? One time we got off the train. I can't remember where we were going, but my wife and I, and we got and somebody came up to me and goes, did anyone ever tell you that it looked like Jason Statham? And before we could even finish, like, the M in Statham, Sid just starts laughing. And I was like, come on.
Thanks, wife.
Right, why you gotta do me dirty? I mean, it's not wrong, but why you gotta do me dirty?
Oh, no.
Hey, sorry about that. This is Jason Statham.
Oh, gosh.
I just realized I used the word admirated instead of admired.
Admirated.
I don't think, yeah, admirated is not a word.
My hooked on phonics tape did not come in. You can call me on that because I was messing with Taryn the other day about the Godfather question that I was also checked on. All right, later.
Take care, Jason Statham.
Yes.
We admirate you.
We do. The Daily Mix Show. We are still riding high from Friday night's Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday, and it was so much fun being at the VIP party backstage where we got to chat with several bands,
yep.
One of which said that they believe they invented the ugly Christmas sweater party, and they have evidence behind why they believe they are the first to do it. They have the receipts, Steve Miggs.
Nice.
And you're going to hear from them at 7:20.
I admirate them.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
While we were hanging out backstage at the VIP party during Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday last Friday, we ended up chatting with Hollywood Undead, and we started talking about Christmas traditions.
The holidays are right around the corner. Do you guys have holiday traditions, like Christmas traditions or anything
you
along
know what's
those lines?
Funny, a fun fact is I think that we invented the ugly Christmas sweater party because we threw our first one in 2002. And on Wikipedia, it says they were invented in like 2008 in Canada. So ours was...
I love that they actually did the research and I didn't even know that that was on Wikipedia.
That's amazing.
Yes.
So ours was 6 years before that. Before it was a thing, we started the sweater party. Go f***ing hot. Yeah.
He would throw one every year. This was before, like, probably social media was a huge thing and cameras and all that. Every year, we'd make crazy sweaters, and it was hard to find them, and then somehow it blew up.
Yeah.
Do you guys do you like Christmas trees? Do you like real trees or fake trees?
Real.
Real.
Yeah.
I mean, real, but the older I get, the faker they get, you know? Just like my wife. Just like I'm looking.
Wow. Things escalated so quickly. Wow.
I love these guys. They were so much fun to talk to, and they just continue to go down a weird road.
It's like, I'm looking. Go tits.
Go tits. Is that what you said? Yeah. I'm going to be thinking you're watching the Hawks game. I might die. Go tits. Oh, shit. My daughter's right there.
Oh, my gosh. They were a blast in a glass, for sure.
Blast in a glass. Never heard that phrase before. But yes, I agree. They were a blast in the glass.
They were not the only band that we got to chat with, though. We also got to catch up with Sleep Theory about their holiday traditions. It's the holiday season. Do you guys have, like, big holiday traditions that you like to do or things you look forward to doing every year when it's near Christmas time?
Oh, you know, just get all fat and sassy.
Oh, let's go.
Same.
Just get all fat and sassy. I'm going to hear him say that again.
Oh,
let's go.
Oh, you know, just get all fat and sassy.
It's awesome. Oh, let's go.
Do you guys decorate your homes or do you do a tree or anything like that? Do you eat do you eat figgy pudding? What do you do?
I don't eat figgy pudding, but...
What is figgy pudding?
Figgy pudding? It's in the song. Now bring us some figgy pudding. Now bring us some figgy pudding. Now bring us some figgy pudding.
Okay, but who really knows what a figgy pudding is?
No one knows what it is. It's just in the song.
Why were they so demanding and like, bring it right here? Like, they were very demanding for figgy pudding.
Should we... What is happening right now? Also, I have to say really quick, you harmonize really well with the members of Sleep Theory.
Oh,
that was kind of a cool moment.
Now bring us some figgy pudding. Now bring us some figgy pudding. Now bring us some figgy pudding.
So if they ever do a Christmas record, you should be a part of it.
I want to be on it.
Should we Urban Dictionary what figgy pudding is?
I feel like it'll give you poop situations.
I thought it was going to give us chlamydia, but it could be one or the other. Yeah.
bro. I got that figgy pudding, bro.
We don't.
How's
ever...
everyone's meal?
This just saying you guys aren't allowed to interview anyone anymore.
We're cut off.
It doesn't go down.
We're kicked
well.
Out. And we're on the blacklist.
The one member of Sleep Theory was right. Everybody is eating their backstage barbecue dinner, and we're talking about figgy pudding in a way that I don't think anyone has ever talked about it.
And probably never will again.
But that sounds like a great tradition.
Yeah.
When are you going to make us some figgy pudding?
I don't even, is that even a thing? Do people make figgy pudding? Yeah. Daddy, how do you make it?
All these years I've heard people sing the song. I've never even paid attention that they were singing about figgy pudding.
I don't know how you make it, but I'm sure it's with figs.
Well, Danny, this is what it says. Figgy pudding is a rich, moist, cake-like dish made with a batter of flour or butter, breadcrumbs, brown sugar, and warm spices like cinnamon, nutmeg, and cloves. Its key feature is a large amount of mixed dried fruits, which typically includes raisins, currants, and figs. Yeah. Now bring us some figgy pudding. Now bring us some figgy pudding. Now bring us some figgy pudding.
Okay, but who really knows what a figgy pudding is?
No one knows what it is.
The Daily Mix Show.
Well, we know what it is now. 206-803-ROCK. Now we want to hear from you, Rockaholics. What is your holiday tradition? We want to hear all about it. Call 206-803-ROCK, and we will take your calls after Rage Against the Machine. What is your holiday tradition? Call up and tell us all about it. The number is 206-803-ROCK. Steve Miggs, we have someone on hold, and their tradition involves something very nice for first responders. Oh. We're going to get that story in just a moment, but first, let's catch up with Matthew in Duval. Matthew, what is your Christmas tradition?
Good morning, everybody.
What's up, Matthew?
Not much. So it's not me, but it's my brother, but I participate and partake, and it's Christmas Eve homemade chili and cornbread dinner.
That sounds delicious.
In.
And we're talking real homemade chili where the meat is prepared for 2 days. It's braised in its special sauce and sauteed. He grinds all the peppers and the spices himself and his little coffee grinder, spice grinder, adds it to it, you know, it's a 2 day cook down and then no beans, real chili.
Oh, nice. Matthew, what do you bring? Huh. Do you bring anything for like the side? What's your contribution? Do you bring the booze?
My appetite and to tell him how good the chili is.
So is the cornbread also homemade?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
Forget
it.
That'd be funny.
He's like, nah.
No, I go to Whole Foods. Dude, the Whole Foods cornbread is pretty amazing. It's like crack.
I think I would skip my Christmas Eve dinner and go to Matthew's house.
All right, let's get Matthew's address. I'll say blow off all of our families.
206-803-ROCK. Taylor, you're in Marysville today. What is your Christmas tradition?
All right. So my wife's retired military. So what we do is we'll make cookies and we go down to the Navy base in Everett and we drop off cookies to them. And then we'll also drop off cookies to like first responders, like firefighters. And we'll go by the police station and stuff and drop them off at the police station as well.
I'm sure that means so much because so many of those folks that don't get to spend the holiday with their family, what a great way to, you know, extend some gratitude and spread Christmas cheer.
Yeah, and that's when we first started doing it, that's what we thought, because my wife remembered when she was in basic training and like being away from family and not getting to spend time with her family, and that's why we started doing it. And it also shows our boys that it spreads holiday cheer.
Plus, I feel like that should be a get out of jail free card at least once.
Okay. Yes. And tell your wife, Taylor, thank you for her service.
Yes, I will.
That's awesome. It's not even me. And I showed it to you, just an old coworker of mine, Neil. He, every year, his Christmas tradition is that he records a Christmas song with his two daughters.
Dude, yes.
And it is the absolute coolest thing because he's a guitarist. He used to be in a band called Instant Winner. They were a ska band from around here. They were freaking awesome. And now he's just doing the dad life thing. And when his kids were like 3 or 4 and they can sing, he had them like, he mainly sang on the first video and they were like singing backing vocals and he would make a cute little Christmas video. He's now been doing it for 9 years and I just saw the most recent one. And dude, his daughters are like maybe teen years, maybe like 12, 13-ish, and they're fully doing the singing and he's kind of just there playing the guitar, doing the backing vocals. And the videos always have like their dogs in it and the family. And I'm like, that is such a amazing, great, I can't do that because I can't write a song, but I think it's just the coolest Christmas tradition.
That's very special.
And something that his kids will be able to look back on like 15, 20 years from now and be able to look back and just see what how they've grown over the years and also how their singing voices have changed.
I love it so much.
Yeah.
What about you, Danny? Mine has to be, we started it when Lily was in her mom's belly. We would go to Old Town Albuquerque and we would go and have dinner on Christmas Eve. And we've taken her, or I've taken her every year since. Mm-hmm. And every year it's become the whole thing of I get to dance with her. I get emotional thinking about it. I get to dance with her in the gazebo in the middle of Old Town.
I do love that video that you post every year.
Oh, it's my favorite thing to do. And every year she looks forward to it. And she's like, Dad, are we going to Old Town? I'm like, we're going. And like she's outgrown it. And like, oh, it's just so good.
I have a feeling that she'll never outgrow that.
I hope not. Because
it's not like an embarrassing thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's like you're dancing with your dad. Now I'm getting a little like a little goosebumpy. What are you doing to us, Danny?
I'm trying.
But I feel like that's something that she'll always enjoy doing.
Well, and I hope so. I mean, at that point, there are people. And they're setting up like all the little, they call them the Luminatias in Albuquerque, which are the little bags of light that they light.
Oh, yeah.
On Christmas Eve. And so there's people all around us and there's always people like that take video of us and stuff. And it's just like, yeah, we did this since she was in her mom's belly.
God, that's so much more magical than what I was going to say. We do the Christmas pickle. Do you guys have a Christmas pickle?
Yes.
You have a pickle ornament?
Yes.
You have a pickle ornament?
No.
So the pickle ornament is, you have a pickle ornament on your tree and the first person to find the pickle ornament gets to open the first present.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I've never even heard of this.
A little game called Hide the Pickle.
Well, how does Brad do at that game?
He's really good at it.
I bet he is.
The Daily Migs Show.
Do you think that you could beat Steve Migs? Steve, you are so close to hitting 400 wins. It's kind of insane.
It's awesome.
Could it happen this week?
Oh, my goodness. I only have a few days to make it happen. I feel like Cal Raleigh right now trying to hit my 60th home run.
If someone was by chance listening to the cheat sheet yesterday at 540, that really could help you not achieve that milestone. Call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play Beat Migs at 750.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.